Trent. Here's today's news from Rail Technology Magazine in association with Trent City Rail on Monday, the 25th of March, 2024. A ceremony in Berlin has marked the completion of Deutsche Bahn's 137-strong Ice 4 fleet. The delivery of the final train by Siemens Mobility last week brought to an end the largest procurement program in Deutsche Bahn's history. In total, there are three different variants of the Ice 4, with 1,500 cars and around 105,000 seats across the whole fleet. Over their lifetime, each of the new trains is expected to replace 20,000 cars and save up to 400,000 tons of CO2. Deutsche Bahn now has the most modern and largest ICE fleet of all time, with over 400 trains. This fleet will grow further throughout 2024 as Deutsche Bahn takes delivery of a new ICE train every 3 weeks this calendar year. Stadler's Flirt H-Squared has set the Guinness World Record for the longest distance achieved by a hydrogen-powered passenger train without refueling or recharging. The record attempt began on the evening of the 20th of March at the Ensco Test Center in Pueblo, Colorado, and concluded 46 hours later with the train completing 2,803 kilometers on a single tank filling. The record attempt took place following extensive testing to the train's integrated fuel cells and hydrogen storage systems. And the Mayor of West Yorkshire, Tracy Braben, has announced plans for a tram system between Leeds and Bradford, which will revolutionise the region's transport network. The Leeds line would run from St James's Hospital through the city centre and onto the White Rose Shopping Centre and Elland Road. The Bradford line would run from Leeds city centre to Bradford city centre and would also link Bradford Forster Square station with the new Bradford Rail Station, in line with plans to regenerate the city's southern gateway. The exact routes of both remain subject to public consultation. It is hoped that the construction of both lines will begin in 2028. The combined authority will also work with local authorities to plan future phases of a mass transit network that would reach Wakefield, Kirklees and Calderdale. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our stories in full on our website, railtechnologymagazine.com.